Now, which would be larger? Arrange these as, you know, which is larger and which is next. The river, creek, branch, run, or stream?
Which would be the largest?
Largest would be the
river would be the largest.
And then would a creek be bigger than a branch?
Yeah, because a branch would dry up, I think. What we call the branch at my old home, it would dry up in the summer, only just holds every once in a while.
Have you ever heard of a run?
A run?
Run, yeah.
What's it?
A run, what, all of that?
Where it left the creek and run around the other way?
That or could be the training.
Broke through and run another.
Going into a branch.
Yeah.
I said, so a run would be smaller than?
Yeah, it would be real small, just water barely running in it, I think.
And what about the word stream? Now, does it have a size involved?
A stream is a pretty good size of creek, I mean.
Would it be bigger than a creek, or would it?
Yeah, it'd be about like a, just like Sandy Creek. That's a stream. It runs all the time. In a creek or like that, running is a stream, yeah.
Okay, then you'd say any really running water would be a stream.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Where there has been a stream and it has gone through the land and it has cut its way down through the land, what would you call this, where the part that it's cut out would be a?
Would be a ditch, would it? It wouldn't be a ditch, would it? No. I don't know what that would be called.
Did you ever hear it called a ravine?
Ravine, it could be.
Or a draw, or a gulch, or a hollow?
Yeah.
Which one is that?
That's a lot of names, that and other places.
Well, there are possibilities that you might have heard.
Yeah.
Have you heard any of those?
No, call them over there.
Draw?
Yeah, draw, but I didn't know that what it was.
Well, did you hear it around here?
Yes, I did.
Okay, or a gulch?
A draw's been heard around.
But always, to me, that was a ditch wash down a hillside.
I see.
And not in a creek, like you're talking about, that cut out there.
Okay, what are the names of some of the streams around in this area?
Well, I'll tell you, you name it. Almachitta River.
Almachitta River.
Sandy Creek.
Sandy Creek. St. Catherine's Creek.
St. Catherine, you crossed it, I believe, today. And Porter's Creek.
Porter's Creek.
Wovington's
Creek. Wovington's Creek.
Wait a minute. Brushy Creek.
Brushy Creek.
McGee's Creek.
McGee's Creek. What's that in Old Chester's ground it in? Old Chester, they found him.
Clare Creek.
Clare Creek.
And Goober Creek.
That's enough of them. Goober Creek. That's enough of them.
I can keep on calling them. I've got them all.
Get the Perch Creek, wouldn't you, over in Lincoln County?
A very, very high hill is a very high hill becomes a mountain.
Mountain?
All right.
Well,
now, is there something between a hill and a mountain? Is there something that would be a little higher than a hill but not as high as a mountain?
Hill and a mountain?
Well, I don't know what you call it, but it come up on this level here between the hill and the mountain.
Have you heard of a mound?
Yeah, Indian mound right over here in this county. Where
now,
they,
would that be an Indian made?
Yeah,
hill?
Indians made it, yeah.
Now, a mound wouldn't be necessarily bigger than a hill or smaller.
Well, this one's 32 or 52 steps high.
I wish you'd go by you it go on up the natural tree and take a look.
But she couldn't see it, it's off from there, but you go,
I
it's 32 or 52 steps up that mound, Indian mound. No, not the Indian mound, that's called Emerald Mound. It's out from Natchez Trace.
Have you heard of a knob?